town. There is a hope that's alive. I feel it burning on the inside. There is a blood that's overcome. Oh, King of Kings, let your kingdom come.
Let every heart, let every soul.
Thank you. Doug playing those beautiful drums for us, but let's get in a personal place with God right now. Just get serious with Him and just think about Him. Don't look at any of us. Just look to Him and talk to Him right now.
Oh. need is still, the raging need is still in every way. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Call these bones to live. Call these
you that makes the darkness tremble. It's you, Lord, that makes the darkness go away. It makes the storms calm. Last night I stood on my porch. Pastor Joy and I live on a river. We live on the Chowan River. And we've been there about 18 years now. And one of the fascinating things is whenever we're there, which is sometimes minimal, but we happened to be there several days in a row here the last week. And one of the most amazing things is to visibly watch a storm come in. Last night, it came from Korain. It came from your side over to our side. This side. How many of you know where Korain is? Okay? So it comes from the Korain side, and you could see it. It was almost like at one point it was literally, I'm not being facetious, the first round, it was like a silver curtain. And Joy said, look at the rain. And you could see it just getting closer to you, just coming to you. And then a second level kicked in, and it was almost the color of Joel Tapscott's shirt. It was dark. It was probably a deep, deep, deep gray to almost black. And everything darkened, and the temperature dropped like 7, 8, 9 degrees, just like that, because all of the light was gone. And in a moment, you know, curtains start shaking, chairs start moving, and we're just standing there like, go ahead, Jesus, go ahead, go ahead. This, you know, because really, who's in the storm? He's in there. He knows. Listen, he's able to speak to rain. He's able to make it rain. He's able to make it stop raining. All of those things. And sometimes it's hard for us to say that Jesus is in the storm. But if you read the Bible, Jesus was in the storm in the Bible. But he was not frightened by the storm. It was his disciples who were frightened. He's up there with today he'd probably appreciate, what's that? Real nice foam they call today. What is that? It's, you know, memory foam. See, you forgot it because your memory's failing you, all right? It's memory foam. Jesus would probably have a memory foam up there in the front, and he's laying up in the front of the boat with his head resting. And these guys are frantic. Why? Because they're afraid of this storm. And Jesus just simply says what? Peace. Bring it all to peace. Jesus wrote the song, come on. I mean, he said, peace, be still. He said, the song says, let it break at your name. Okay? Can I just submit something to you this morning? There's some of us standing in this room today that need some things to break in his name. Depression, anger, anxiety, hardship, challenges, relational issues. He's just not acting right. Come on, how do you say that? He's just not acting right. Did I say that right? I said it how you say it. He's just not acting right. Something's just not right. Employee, employer, struggles at work, kids giving you a hard time, son on drugs. Or maybe none of those things. Maybe it's just something that you're going through that feels like darkness. Come on. How many of you just have some darkness today, no matter what that means? How many of you have some darkness today that you'd just like to see break? Come on, can I see your hands? Can I get you, as they sing it one more time, can I get you just to wander down here to the front for just a moment? Just come on and let's just declare a breaking over that. Just if you raised your hand, just come. If there's a darkness in your life that you know kind of where the source of it is and you want to see it go, it might be something to do with finance. It might be something to do with friends. It might be something to do with family. It might be something to do with just your own personal healing. Maybe you just can't get over what he did to you 20 years ago and it's darkness to you. Just come. Come on, just sing that one more time. The presence of God is here. Listen, this is VBS finale, Pastor. Yes, it is. And this is the way it's going, okay? God's moved in this place this week. We don't want to give him anything less than an opportunity to move in our hearts today. So just come on, move right on in here. And let's just believe God for darkness. They're going to sing it one more time. Let's believe him for darkness to flee. And I'm going to pray a prayer, a breaking prayer over you in just a moment, okay? Sing it, would you? Sing it, sing it.
Oh,
name. Lord, we just come to you today, God, with a full awareness. We just sung it from our hearts and from our lips, that you make the darkness tremble. And so we stand here today in your presence, God, even those that are watching online. And there are dark issues, God, that we face. Challenges, God, that only we could define, God. Hear our story in the spirit right now, God, as these people standing here, those that are watching online, God, give you the version of what they're facing that they see as darkness, God. Deliver them from this dark moment. God, deliver them from this dark moment, this dark season, this thing that seems to always be there. Lord, we spoke about it last week. It seems like it's dug a grave and it's there to stay. But God, we declare it gone today. In Jesus' strong name, we declare it gone today. We declare the peace be still in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, peace be still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Listen, I sense in my spirit this morning that there's a diagnosis. Someone's standing here with a diagnosis. And they've given you a story that it's going to be a while. It's going to be a long time. Can I just say, I sense the Spirit of God saying today, it's not going to be a long time. And I want you with eyes of faith, hear me. I want you with eyes of faith to start to see it as it's renewed. Start to see it as it's changed. Start to see it as it's brand new. It's not there anymore. Because he makes the darkness go. He makes the darkness go. Peace, be still. Come on, lay your hand on your heart and just say to yourself, peace be still. Come on, peace be still. Peace be still. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give him a shout of praise today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you can be seated in his presence. You know, last week, I struggled this week because Pastor Bernie could tell you, I called him up one day this week, and the reason I called him is because I need to talk to my pastor. Come on, I need to talk to my pastor. You ever just need to talk to your pastor? Come on. 287-7572. Some of y'all do, because I get calls all the time. And I welcome them. But I just talked to Pastor Bernie. I said, hey, man, pray for me. And he told me something that blessed me. He said, you know what? On the dash of my truck, I got a post-it note that says, pray for Pastor Wallace. And he said, that thing is rolled up, sun done, baked it out. I had to get me a new post-it note. Pray for Pastor Wallace and put that post-it note up on the dashboard. And I said, man, I need prayer, because I said, you know what? I feel like today, I feel like Sunday, I just crashed it. I didn't land that plane the way I wanted to land it. I've been preaching 40 years. I should know how to preach by now. And when I sat down in the chair, I knew it. My wife said, wow. And she made a statement that was so true. I'm not going to tell you what the statement is, but she made a statement to me. And I said, yeah, that's true. And I kind of reflected, you know how people in business do, they reflect on, was it a good week or a bad week? I just reflected during the week on Sunday, and if I had it to do over again, how would I do it? And I just, it may not mean squat to you, but to me, it injured my spirit, because I felt like I had disappointed the Holy Ghost. And I left you thinking, with the major part of the message last week was something about alcohol. And I missed it because it could have been depression. Remember me sharing with you that Shebna comes and says, I'm going to dig a grave here, saying to you, you're going to struggle with this. How long? All of your life. And I kind of got stuck in what was a vice in my life when I was coming along. I got stuck on the alcohol. Sometimes it could be anything that the enemy has tried to tell you, I'm digging a grave here and I'm going to hang out for a while. The same is true today. He brings storms to you. And but yet the Lord can be in the storm sometime. You know, if you study the life of Job, what did God do in Job's life? God allowed all of that stuff in Job's life. It was the devil who came to the Lord and said, hey, have you considered your boy Job there? Remember the story? Have you considered him? I mean, he's a perfect guy, right? He's got it all in order, crossing the T's, dotting the I's. Won't you curse him and see if he'll just turn against you? But how many of you know that God sustained Job and his latter was better than his former? Come on. And can I just tell you something today? I believe that the prayer we just prayed is going to be a significant turnaround prayer for you in your life. Darkness has to go. Every day of your life this week, say, Lord, I just thank you for the peace that rests on my life. I thank you, Lord, that you're calming the storms. Begin to pray the way you want the outcome to be. What is that, Pastor? That's faith. That's faith. You know? It's faith. And I just commend you for just grabbing a hold of God's word today and walking in faith. Amen. I'm going to share a couple more things, but as we take a moment now, you can begin to come and share your offering. The buckets are here at the front. If you give and give it online, it's on the app, on the church app. And if you give by way of internet or whatever it means, just let me say thank you. Golly, it's faithfulness to missions, to special offerings. Today we'll receive an offering, and maybe you can be praying about this now. Today we'll receive an offering for VBS. We don't wait till we get the money to do something. We in the vision we see God doing. Where there's vision, God makes what? Provision. And so we're believing today for a great missions offering for VBS. But you can come now and give your offerings to the Lord. Just come and worship the Lord in your giving. Just worship him in your giving. God is so faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Sometimes that's why God is faithful, because his people are. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Speaking of giving, let me share with you that on the table in the foyer, there's just an empty table with coffee mugs on it. How many of y'all saw that this morning? Just coffee mugs. They're coffee mugs out of my cabinet. I want you to go home and clean your cabinets out. How many of you got too many mugs? Come on, you drink from the same one all the time. So you got this one that you got in South Carolina. This one came from Florida. This one came at the Tar Heels game. You should give that one away anyway. This one came, whatever. You got so many mugs. Clean your cabinets out. Bring all of your older, unchipped, notice that, unchipped mugs, because we're going to give it to somebody else. So we don't want to give one that's got a handle broken off of it, okay, or a chip around the top edge. So we're going to have some missionaries from NC State University are going to be here the first Sunday in August. And their desire is to flood the campuses of our North Carolina University with coffee mugs. And inside the coffee mugs are gifts and invitations to join them at a Chi Alpha event, which preaches Jesus. And that's how they're hitting the campuses of North Carolina this year. So something's in the mug. Every Sunday, bring your mugs and just put them on the table back there. Our goal is to give them 500 mugs, okay? And that's not impossible. I set 7 out there this morning and left 1 bag home. So bring your mugs and let's bless NC State University, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Wake Forest, and Duke University. Let's bless them with mugs and a message of invitation to join a Christian group on campus. And let's believe God for a tremendous opportunity. Well, thank you for your giving. Thank you for participating in your tithes and offerings today. Again, we'll receive an offering specifically for VBS at the end of the service today. You know what? I love a passage of scripture in the book of Romans that talks about God's mercy. It's in chapter 12. The title of the whole passage is A Living Sacrifice. Sacrifice is probably not even a great word for this week, because I watched you. I was here a night or two just peeping in, and I saw people. I know what it's like for you. I read Kaija's social media yesterday, and I thought, wow, it's so true. You know, 7 o'clock in the morning, get the kids ready, drop the kids off, get to work, after work, pick up the kids, you know, come give them, you know, a choke and go from the drive-thru right quick, and then get to church and serve at church and get out of there at 9:30 and get home at 10 o'clock, give them something to eat, put them into bed. And you do that in a cycle like a hamster on a wheel. Like a hamster on a wheel. So many of you did that this week. How many of y'all could care less for a Happy Meal? Come on, just be honest. You could care less, okay? You know, or a quick one, and you're just so glad that finale day's here. But can I just tell you something? The Bible says that you should offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And that's what you've done. Pleasing to God. It says this is his true and proper worship. In one translation, it says this is your reasonable act of service. When you get saved, you should find a place to plug in and give yourself to God. And then I love, if you go down to the end of the chapter, the next section is called Love in Action. And in Love in Action, verse number 11 says, never be lacking. He's talking to you as a Christian now. He's talking to me. He says, never be lacking in zeal. That's excitement. That's motivation. That's fire. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Keep it hot. Keep it hot. Keep your spiritual fervor. Here's the important part. Serving the Lord. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Keep your spiritual fervor staying in the nursery. Keep your spiritual fervor cooking in the kitchen. Keep your spiritual fervor taking up the offering. Keep your spiritual fervor counting the money. Keep your spiritual fervor playing the keys. Plug in, serve, do something. Work at VBS. And you know what? We just want to say thank you, volunteers. Would you please stand, those of you that served this week? Please stand. We want to admonish you, encourage you. Look at this. Volunteers, volunteers, volunteers. Thank you so much. Pastor Miranda, Pastor Gary have a vision. But that vision could never become reality. You can be seated. It could never become a reality without people who kept their spiritual fervor and served the Lord. And so we thank you. We know you got in arguments on the way home. We know that. We know you and your wife were short with each other. We know that. We know you hollered at the kids like you want a Christian. We know that. Because you were stressed, okay? But how many of you were blessed? Come on, you were blessed. That's true. So we just want to say thank you for doing what you do. You did an incredible job, and we're going to see the fruit of it this morning. And without any further ado, would you please welcome Pastor Miranda, would you?
Well, we are blessed to be a part of this team, to be able to lead this team. This was our 9th Vacation Bible School since 2011, and it just seems like our team just gets better and better. You know, this year I told somebody, I said, you know what, I haven't had any nights where someone at the last minute couldn't be here or something. It just went so smoothly because of our team's commitment. You know, they were so committed. I did hear, that was a comment I heard, people were ready to have home-cooked food. they were ready to not have to eat from a restaurant anymore or leftovers at home. So we are so thankful and just so blessed, because I mean, there were a few weeks ago, I said, you know what, are we going to be able to pull this off? And we did. And I mean, above and beyond even our vision and expectations because of our team. So we're just so thankful for you guys. I loved our theme this year was monumental, and it was all about helping our kids form a rock solid foundation of faith. Because, you know, if we can help them as kids build that foundation of faith, a faith that is rock solid, then that's going to stay with them. Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart from it. So we showed them the very first night a rock that was handheld-sized rock, and we talked about things that we think are great. You know, we think Disney World is great, and we think food. One of the kids said food. We think food is great, but that greatness is nothing compared to God's greatness. And we talked about Monumental Valley, which is what our whole set is based off of, and how huge those rocks are. And that's God's greatness. And we were so blessed to be able to talk to these kids all week long. At this time, kids, if you want to come up here to get on stage, we're going to show our parents some. Everybody gets to tonight. They're raising their hands because I always pick like two or three kids a song. But everybody gets to come tonight. Everybody, go ahead. Get on stage. Go ahead and get on stage. Everybody gets to get on stage. One of the kids told me Friday night, he said, I'm so excited to get on stage and show our parents what we've learned. Everybody go all the way, spread out. Spread all the way out. We can go to the sides a little bit. If you're tall, if you'll get at the back, just so we can see our little ones up front. We want to make sure we can see. If you're not tall, you can make sure you're standing at the front so we can see you. All right, we got some more space up here. Don't get too far back so that you don't want to go on our rocks back there. Come back out. Can you come forward a little bit? All right. Well, first of all, we're going to sing our theme song, Monumental. All right, everybody smile and do the motions for your parents. All right.
God's love never fails and it lasts forever. Our God is great. Our God is great. My God is with me. Yes, he's with me wherever. Our God is great. Our God is great. He's an awesome God. Bigger than my wildest dreams. Monumental love. Eternal love for you.
Let's give them a hand. Stay. Everybody stay on stage. Stay on stage. Just try to run away. Everybody just sit right where you are. Usually for our songs, I get a couple of kids to help me, and then they have to go back off stage to sit with their crew. So they're in their routine. Everybody just sit right where you are, because we're going to talk to our parents. Does anybody remember? So each day we have a different buddy animal. You might have seen your kids bring home the little plastic animal, and on the bottom of it, it has our scripture for the night, and that just helps it stick in their head what we learned each night. Does anybody remember what our buddy for night number one, what was his name?
Harley.
Harley. What kind of animal was Harley? Does anybody remember?
Gila monster.
Gila monster. And is a Gila monster really a monster? No, what does Harley help us remember? Does somebody want to tell me what does Harley help us remember?
A lizard.
He is a lizard. He helps us remember that. God what? God
loves you no matter what.
Awesome. Every time we hear our Bible point for the night, we yell, awesome God. So let's take a look. That every night this week, we talked about a man. Does anybody remember the man's name we talked about every night except Thursday night? Everybody yell it out. Who was it? Joseph. And on Monday night, Joseph had a bad, bad day. What did his brothers do? Does anybody remember what his brothers did to him? Let's see. Somebody, Mara. They put him in a well and they sold him. But we remember that no matter what happens to you, God loves you no matter what. Let's take a look at our spotlight video. We took pictures of a different group of kids each night of the week, and we made, Mr. Jack took the pictures and made a Bible story with them.
In today's monumental Bible story, we journeyed with Joseph and found out about his family. Joseph had a big family. He was one of 12 brothers. But sometimes Joseph and his brothers didn't get along. For one thing, Joseph was his dad's favorite. His dad even gave him a beautiful robe. And Joseph liked to tell his dad every time his brothers did something wrong. Joseph's brothers already didn't like him, but then he started bragging about his dreams. In one dream, Joseph said his brothers' bundles of grain all bowed to his bundle of grain. In another dream, Joseph said the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down before him. The sun, moon, and 11 stars meant Joseph's parents and brothers. One day, Joseph's dad sent him to check on his brothers, who were taking care of sheep. Joseph's brothers saw him coming and made a plan to kill him. One brother spoke up and thought maybe they should just put Joseph in a big pit. That brother planned to rescue Joseph later. The brothers tore Joseph's robe and threw him into the big pit. Then some men came along with silver and other things to trade. And Joseph's brothers decided to trade him for silver. That was a really horrible thing to do. The brother who had stood up for Joseph went to the pit to rescue him, but Joseph was gone. The brothers decided to tell their dad Joseph had died. Joseph's dad was very sad. Things looked pretty bad for Joseph, but God was still there, and no matter what happened to Joseph, God loved him. And God loves you no matter what.
All right, we're going to sing about our awesome God. Everybody stand up right where you are. And then when we're done, you're just going to sit right back down where you are. We're going to sing Awesome God.
Yeah. Here we go.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power. From heaven above.
right where you are. Just sit right there. Sit right down. Sit right down. All right, we're so proud of them. On day number two, does anybody remember our buddy right here? What was our buddy's name?
Miley.
Miley. What kind of animal was Miley? What kind of animal was Miley?
Roadrunner.
Roadrunners, are they slow or what? They're fast, and they go a lot of places, and they help us remember that what? Does anybody remember? God is with you everywhere. And we talked more about Joseph, and Joseph ended up in a place, and you guys got to visit. We had a place in the Bible room. Where did Joseph have to go on night number two? Does anybody remember what place he went? He went to jail. But we talked about how even when we're in tough places, that God is with you everywhere. Let's take a look at our spotlight for night number two.
In today's Totally True Bible Story, Joseph's story continues in Egypt. Joseph worked as a slave for a guy named Potiphar. That means Joseph lost his freedom and was owned by someone else. That's a really bad thing. Maybe Joseph did a little sweeping. Maybe he planted some seeds. Maybe he let the cows out of the barn. Even though what happened to Joseph was wrong, God was with Joseph, and Potiphar could see that. So Potiphar put Joseph in charge of everything he owned. God was with Joseph as he served. And God helped him. But then one day, Potiphar's wife told a lie about Joseph, and Joseph got sent to prison for something he didn't do. Even in prison, God was with Joseph. The prison warden thought Joseph was pretty cool. The warden put Joseph in charge of the people in the prison. Joseph knew that God was right with him, no matter where he went. Joseph met a cupbearer and a baker who were in prison with him. One night, the cupbearer and the baker both had strange dreams. They asked Joseph to tell them what the dreams meant. In the cupbearer's dream, he saw a grapevine and he squeezed some grape juice into Pharaoh's cup. That dream meant that in 3 days, the cupbearer would get out of prison and get his job back. In the baker's dream, he carried 3 baskets of food on his head, but the birds ate the food. Joseph said the baker's dream meant the baker would die in 3 days. God was with Joseph when he was a servant, when he was in prison, and when he explained dreams. God was with Joseph everywhere. God is with you everywhere, too. No matter where you go, God is there to help you.
All right, everybody stand up. We're going to sing, God is watching over you. Everybody on your feet.
Hey! watching over you. God is watching, watching over you. God is watching, watching over you.
Give them a hand. All right, night number three. Does anybody remember our buddy for night number three? Which one was it? Do you remember which one it was? Do you see him? You want to point him out? You want to point to him? Let's
see. How?
How? What kind of animal is how? What kind of animal is how?
A coyote.
And coyotes, are they afraid of anybody else in the desert, or who? They are what in the desert? They are in charge of the desert, and they helped us remember that what? God is in charge. Awesome, God. All right, let's take a look. Let's see. We talked about Joseph. Does anybody remember Joseph? He interpreted Pharaoh's dream, and then what did Pharaoh do for him? What did Pharaoh do? Was he still like a low person, or did he become what? He became second in command. He became second in command. Let's take a look at our spotlight video for night number three.
In today's totally true Bible story, things started to turn around for Joseph. It all started with a strange night for Pharaoh, the guy who's in charge of Egypt. Pharaoh was sound asleep in bed, when all of a sudden, he started dreaming about cows. There were 7 healthy cows eating grass. But then 7 skinny, unhealthy cows came and ate them up. Next, there were 7 delicious-looking stalks of grain. And then 7 more stalks of grain that shriveled up and ruined the first 7 stalks of grain. Well, Pharaoh was troubled by these dreams. What could they mean? Then Pharaoh heard about Joseph, a guy who was really good at figuring out what dreams meant. But Joseph was stuck in prison, so Pharaoh called Joseph to the palace. After listening to Pharaoh's dreams, Joseph listened to God, and God helped Joseph know what the dreams meant. Joseph knew the 7 healthy cows and the 7 delicious heads of grain meant that for the next 7 years, Egypt would have lots of food. But the 7 skinny cows and the 7 withering grains meant that after that, there would be 7 years with no food. God said they needed to save extra food for the next 7 years. But Pharaoh needed someone to collect all the extra food. So he gave Joseph this important job. Joseph was put in charge of storing food because God was in charge of Joseph's life. God is in charge, so don't worry about anything.
All right, stand up. We're going to sing God is in Charge.
Every sky, oh God, you are in charge.
give him a hand. Great job. Night number four is always our night that kids get to hear the most important story of them all, about the gospel of Jesus, about what Jesus came and did for us, about his sacrifice that he made for us. And on Thursday night, we talked about how the ladies, what did the ladies go? Jesus had been crucified, and he had been put in a tomb, and some ladies were going to go and put something on him. Does anybody remember what they were going to put? I'm trying to get somebody that hasn't. Let's see. I don't think you've answered one.
Cinnamon.
Yes, and some different spices, And when they got to the tomb, what did they find? Was Jesus there in the tomb? Was he there? Or what was the tomb? The tomb was empty. The tomb was empty. And that night we heard about the amazing story. Let's take a look at our spotlight video. Hold on a second. I forgot our animal, our buddy. What was our buddy's name for that night? Somebody tell me what our buddy's name. Yeah, Rolo. What kind of animal is Rolo? He's an armadillo, and armadillos have really strong what? Armor. They have strong armor, and they help us remember that God is what? Stronger than anything. Let's take a look at our spotlight video.
Today's true Bible story started out sad. Jesus, God's very own son, was on trial. But he hadn't done anything wrong. Even Pilate, the guy running the trial, didn't think Jesus had done anything wrong. But Pilate let the crowd decide, and the crowd demanded that Jesus die. So they led Jesus away to be killed. Jesus hung on a cross until he died. Then some friends came and asked if they could bury Jesus' body by putting it in a tomb. Soldiers sealed the tomb with a huge, heavy stone. But that's when this true story turned really, really happy. 3 days later, some women went to Jesus' tomb to put some spices there. The stone was moved, and the tomb was empty. Jesus' body gone. Angels told the women that Jesus wasn't there anymore because he's alive. The women ran to tell Jesus' other friends the good news. Jesus died for our sins, and then he showed how he's even stronger than death. God is stronger than anything.
Thursday night in our finale, we talked about how Jesus is the light of the world, that he is stronger than death, that people thought that death was the end, that darkness was the end, but that was not true, that he is the light of the world and he is stronger than death. He is stronger than anything, and he died for our sins. And we had a visit, and we showed how an illustration about that. At the end of the night, we had many hands raised to ask Jesus to forgive them, to ask God to forgive them of their sins, and it was a powerful, powerful night. At the end, we sang a song. And we averaged about 80 kids this week. So imagine in your mind 80 to 85 kids singing as loud as they can in worship. And I've done this a lot of years now, but it was probably the most powerful and definitely my favorite moment. And I can't only imagine how God felt hearing his children sing and worship as loud as they could from up here. I mean, you could probably have heard them down the hallway. It was so wonderful, and they're so just beautiful to hear them sing. So let's go ahead and stand up, and we're going to sing How Great Is Our God. I want to hear you guys singing too.
Rejoice, he wraps himself.
Great, sit down right there. Amen. What a great God that we have. Amen. It's been such a blessing to be able to teach that message to these kids this week. What an amazing and great and powerful God that we have. So night number 5, we had one more buddy left. Is there anybody that hasn't answered a question want to tell me? What, over here in the yellow, what was his name? Do you remember his name?
Jet.
Jet. What kind of animal was Jet? Can you make someone say, what kind of animal was Jet? All right, let's see. Jet was?
A desert hare.
A desert hare, and also called?
A jackrabbit.
Right, also called a jackrabbit. And we talked about how jackrabbits, desert hares, do they just jump a little ways? No. Does anybody remember? They said how far?
20 feet.
20 feet. They jump so far just from their feet all the way. And that is pretty what? Pretty surprising. And that helps us remember?
100 feet.
20 feet. And that helps us remember that God is surprising.
Awesome.
All right, we have a fun song we're going to sing. Everybody stand up and let's sing our song where we get to jump and spin around. Have fun at Vacation Bible School too. Let's give them a hand. Great job. Great job. All right, one last thing. I didn't talk about the story of Joseph. What happened that was surprising at the end? Who came back to visit Egypt? Does anybody remember? No one over here has answered any of my questions. You guys want to answer a question? No? All right, over here. We'll go back to Key. Oh, right here. Let's see. I don't think. Who came back to visit?
God.
God was there for sure. Who came back to visit?
His brothers.
His brothers. And what did Joseph do? What did Joseph do? Well, what were the brothers there for? You can tell me what they were there for. Were they there for? To get what? He gave them food, and he surprised his brothers. He surprised his brothers, and that helped us remember that God is surprising. We are so happy you joined us for Vacation Bible School, and the fun is not ending. Everybody go find your seat so we can make room for our next fun that is going to happen. Let's give him one more hand. Great job, you guys. If by offering, people can get the offering bucket straight. And so we've done a lot of different things over the years. We've had slime. We've had pies. I think last year we did the Human Sunday. And so we were trying to decide what to do for our offering challenge this week. And we kind of gave the kids an option. We let them vote. And much to my displeasure, they voted to have a spicy challenge. I don't know if you've watched any of the spicy challenges on YouTube, TikTok, all the different things. There's spicy chip challenges and spicy gummy bear challenges. And the kids decided that's what they wanted to do, not for them, but for me or Pastor Gary. So every night we've taken up an offering, and we told them that the side that won the most nights, if the girls won the most nights, then Pastor Gary would have to do the spicy challenge. If the boys won the most nights, then it would get to be me that would do the spicy challenge. And I begged and pleaded, and they heard my cry. And the boys have only won one night, and the girls have won four nights. So either way, today, Pastor Gary is going to get to do the spicy challenge. But we decided to make it a little bit more fun, and I didn't just get one thing, but we have three things for our spicy challenge. We have the gummy bears and we have the spicy chips. So we've added some more fun to it. Noah, who played Pharaoh this week, he is going to do the spicy challenge with Pastor Gary, but we have one more thing left. So boys, here's your chance to see, not me, but to see a female up here, Sydney. If the boys win today, then Sydney will also join in with the spicy challenge. Sydney taught you guys Bible all week. So if you want to see your Bible teacher, join in on the spicy challenge. If the boys win, then Sydney will join in. If the girls win again, then Mr. Zach, who's been one of our most loved crew leaders, is going to join in on the spicy challenge. So, girls win today, Zach. Boys win today, Sydney. We're going to have a panel of the spicy challenge. All right, so if it says Pastor Miranda, but really, this would be Sydney. Sydney, all right. All right, so we're going to start some music. We have weights. If you bring dollars, we exchange our dollars for weights of Porsche. You can help us with that. All right, let's go ahead and we'll put our monumental theme song on while everybody's doing the offering. Come on, Zach, up here.
God's love never fails and it lasts forever.
Miss Sydney, Noah, and Pastor Gary, take your places. Where's Doug? Doug's going to get a drum roll going for us. We're going to put microphones on them because we want to hear how much pain that they're in. I don't know, we read some reviews and people were talking about going to the hospital and all this kind of stuff, so we'll see. I've asked Gary, please don't spit out stuff in front of everybody, so we'll see what happens. All right. They're going to try to go at least 3 minutes without drinking anything. Sometimes the challenge is fine. We're going to be easy on them and let them go. Try to get them to go at least 3 minutes without eating anything. And if they get extra points if you're able to read our Bible points for each day while you're in pain over here. All right, Zach, you cut one in half. I'll cut one in half if you want to take half of it. I'm just kidding. Zach had already said he wasn't even going to be up here at the table. He was going to be running around the room in pain. So, all right, got to get him out. We got him gloves because we've heard that you don't want to touch this with your bare hands. Let's get everything out and ready. One. Oh, you gotta have the whole chip. If it's broken up, you gotta like pour it in your mouth. The whole chip at one time, they said. The whole chip at one time. All right, drum roll, Mr. Doug. Here we go. All right. They haven't done it yet. All right, I'm starting the timer. The whole chip.
That's nasty.
What do you think?
What?
I said, what do you think? You said it was.
I got hiccups already.
It's wonderful.
30 seconds.
God loves you no matter what. Oh, I got it. I'm good now. Oh, yep, there it goes.
1 minute. It's only been 1 minute.
Come on. God is with you.
You're halfway there.
Nobody's doing it.
Awesome God!
God is in charge.
Awesome God!
God is stronger than anything. Even this chip. God is surprising.
My ears are burning.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, it's my throat. It's in my throat.
Woo! 2 minutes.
Let's be done. Oh, that's hot.
<laughs> 30 seconds. We're gonna do a countdown from when you get to 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
God loves you no matter what. God
is with you everywhere. God is in charge. God is stronger than anything. God is surprising.
Your face. You can't really see your face for your hat, but you're
I'm crying.
All right, thank you guys so much for being with us this week.
Praise the Lord. Come on, give it up one more time for VBS team, all right? Praise God. Josh, if we could have our worship team just to come back for a second and just play some music for us. Is Josh available? Praise God. You know, I heard someone say many times, I've heard many pastors say this. They've stood in pulpits, and this is what they've said, on days when the house is full of kids. Now, our kids are always upstairs, you know, they're in kids' ministry. They go straight there when they come in the building. But pastors, this is what pastors will say. This is our church of tomorrow. Isn't that what they'll say, Joel? That's not true, is it? This is our church of today. Come on, somebody. This is our church of today. The kid, we're not looking for way down the road for God to do something in our young people. We're looking for God to continue to do things in the lives of our kids and our young people. That's why we at Carpenter Shop, we want to invest in our kids. Thank you so much for investing your time. Man, what a sacrifice it is when you take your time and come out here every night for a week. I know it's been challenging, but God will bless. And I think about the lives that were impacted, the messages that were dropped into the spirit of these kids. And it's not just kids, you know? It's about young people. It's about our youth. I want our youth that experience camp to come forward. We're going to be closing out the service in just a moment. And as they're coming, all of our kids that participated in camp, just come and have a seat on the top step here. And I want you to remember, too, you know, it's multifaceted. We volunteers are always needed. In fact, tomorrow, somebody say tomorrow, I need about 12 or 15 volunteers, adults, young people, teenagers is fine. But tomorrow we have a crop drop here at the church. A tractor trailer load of food, watermelons, onions, potatoes. How many of y'all get tired of prices at the grocery store? Come on. So we're giving away food here tomorrow, potatoes, watermelons, and onions. And we just need some people, some adults, to help bag, put the items in bags. Certainly not a watermelon, but the potatoes and the onions will need to be put in bags and given to people as they pass through the parking lot. Just another way that we can bless our community. And so if you can help with that, just tomorrow morning at 9:30, 9:45, somewhere in there, we'll start about 10 giving them away. So if you can get here about 9:30, that would be great. We could use some volunteers. And it's a good way for you to interact with people as they're passing through the parking lot as well. We're going to give some to other churches in the area, in the region, that always work with us. And so, you know, it's a blessing to the community. We've been a blessing to kids this week. Just a couple of weeks ago, some of our older kids went to youth camp. And I've asked them to join me on the platform this morning here just to share a testimony. I think we got a little video clip. You got a video clip of some of their activity. Go ahead and hit that, Denise. Let them see a little bit of the camp that they experienced in South Carolina just a couple of weeks ago.
You are the reason for life, the air we sell around. You've taken hold of my heart, and there's no doubt in me. Your love is unexplainable phenomenon. And what your grace has done is nothing but a miracle. So tell me, how could I ever turn away from you? When you've always been the way, the life, and the truth. You've given me a new heart, true reality. I'm living for the one who set me
Right, give it up for the youth. Amen. I want to start on the far right down here with Jalen. If you would just take the microphone, and I want each of them just to give you a brief word of testimony of what God did in their lives. There you go. Come on, Jalen. Come on now. Show them how it's done, man. That gives you time, right, Noah? Okay. Well, let's start it with Noah then. How about that? Anybody start with Noah? Come on. Let's start with Noah. Come on. He's trying to fox the pastor. Come on. All right, so just take a minute and just give a word of testimony of what you were thankful for concerning camp.
Okay. All right. When we went to camp, I was just going to, like, have fun and play games. And for a while, I was in a bad environment, doing things I shouldn't have been doing for a while. We got to camp, and later, and at the service that night, I don't know, something hit me, and I don't know what happened really, but the second night came on, and then I just started praying for people. I just started praying for people that night, and then the third night, I got called, I don't know what to, but to some form of ministry. I don't know what, but God will tell me that later on down.
So this is my first year at camp, and I didn't know what to expect, but I'm a rising senior, so it's a stressful time I'm going into, and I've been really worried about it. And at camp, I realized I just have to give it to God, and there's nothing I can do. If I give him full control, he'll do what he needs to be done. And it was a lot of pressure off of me to give it to him. And it brought us all closer together and closer to God. So it was really great.
Okay. So on the last night of camp, not a lot happened throughout the week, but on the last night, but on the last night of camp, okay. So on the last night of camp, I was standing there praying and worshiping, and I got called to look at somebody, and that person was going through something, and I felt a heavy, bad feeling from it, so I went over and prayed for them. And then at the end of the service, I gave them my number, and that second night when I went home, Dad called me and said that they had tried to commit suicide. So not only that night that I spoke tongues, but I also received the gift of words of knowledge.
So this is actually my third year of camp, and this group, usually my favorite part is service because of how crazy and there's just really the Holy Spirit is there like every single night. But this year my favorite part about camp was they have this little time right after service where the youth groups get together and just have one-on-one talk. And in our youth group, we just shared testimonies. We were crying. We prayed for each other. It was so beautiful. And also on the third night of camp, I had been called to ministry before in other camps before this, but I said yes to the calling, and I'm going to start working on doing some kind of ministry like this year soon. I don't know, just whatever God, if God opens a door for me, I'm gonna walk through it.
Amen. Okay, so this was my first year of camp, and it was like really amazing, and it was really beautiful how God like worked in all of these people's lives up here, and it brought us all closer. And the second night was just like a breakthrough for all of us. And I could tell that you could tell, like, in the room that, like, the Holy Spirit was in there and people were being moved. And on the third night, it was, like, the same. And I received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it was just really amazing. And seeing, like, God move in everyone's lives just, like, gave me a whole new perspective.
Praise God. Praise God. Jalen.
Yeah, camp was a really cool experience. Brought us all closer together, and I really liked the services. Like Reese was saying, it brought us all closer together, all of us sharing our testimonies. But I enjoyed that. I'd go back next year.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You guys come stand up here with me. I'm going to ask Nyasia to come. Is Nyasia still here? Nyasia, come. Many of you know because of social media that Nyasia has been very active in the high school band and just giving of herself and serving in that capacity in the school. And the most devastating thing took place for her just this weekend. Octavia Cooper, her boyfriend, she just experienced prom with him just a few weeks ago. He lost his life on Friday. And she needs our prayers today. So I asked the youth if they would be the ones just to lay hands on her and pray for her, man. Needs the strength. A lot of these kids do. You know, how many of you know that, how old are you, Nyasia? 17. How many of you remember when you were 17? Come on, nothing mattered in 17 except what? Guys, gals, relationships. This is a critical time in her life to lose someone that she had, you know, listen, this is not, do you love me, yes or no, check the block and tell me so. How old was Pastor Joy when I married her? 17. Same age you are. I was 19. We married, why? Because we really knew what we were doing, right? No, but we loved each other, okay? And so she experienced that love, and I experienced that love, and we got married July the 12th, 41 years ago. So Nyasia's lost her boyfriend. And when I said, hey, would you allow the youth to pray for you Sunday? She welcomed that. And so I asked Reese if you would lead this, Reese. And isn't it amazing? We got two that spoke out and said, hey, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Two that spoke out and said, I feel the call of God for ministry on my life. Come on, guys. What do you think about that? And so we want to just love on Nyasia and her friends today. And Reese, I'm just going to ask you to take the mic. And you guys just gather around them and lay hands on her. And come on, play there.
Dear Lord, I just come to you today, Lord. I pray over Nyasia and everything she may be going through. I pray for safety and peace in her life, Lord, that you just bring her to peace with the situations, anything that may come, all the social media, the comments, anything, Lord. I just give it to you, God. I pray that there is peace in the family, there is peace in Octavius' family, and just, this is really hard, Lord, and I know you, this is in, you're in charge, God. You're in control of her life. You're in control of all these things. You let this happen for a reason. She has a purpose, Lord. This is all part of your plan, God. She may not know it yet. None of us may know about it yet. But, Lord, you're using this situation, this moment. You're using her, God, for your glory. Lord, I pray right now as she's healing that you bring her peace and you bring her healing of her heart, Lord. Just heal her heart. Everything she is going through, his family, all his friends, Lord, everyone that even knew him, knew about him, Lord, heal their hearts, God, because this is you. Lord, just heal and bring peace over her and his family and his friends and the community. In your name I pray, amen.
Come on, let's worship the Lord for just a moment. Just lift your hands. Come on, just lift your hands. Let's sing it. How great is our God?
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God?
Great is our God.
How great.
for the Lord this morning, how great He is. Hallelujah. He's a great God, great enough. Even our message with VBS, God is great. He's awesome. He's a protector. He's a provider. He's a surpriser sometimes. You'll find Him in the places where you didn't ever think you'd find Him. And so our prayer for Niasia in these days ahead and Octavia's family is that God would minister to them powerfully. Powerfully. And let's just believe God. I'm going to ask Pastor Joy if she would just come and close out in prayer. And don't forget, the taco bar is going to be open and kids are face painting. Amen. Give me have a kid that's already got their face painted. I saw one little girl. Come on, somebody run on down here that's got your face painted. Oh, here's one right here. The queen of drama right here with hair color and all that good stuff. Always count on her for cosmetic. I need to get me some color on my hair. What do you guys think? Should I go darker? Come on. Should I go dark? Purple? Okay. We'll do it one Sunday, okay? Promise you. But look at that beautiful face painting right there. And here's one. There you go. Stand right over here with Kyle. Look at that. Face painted right there. Face painted right there. Look at the people. Look at that. Noah. Noah's already got his paint on. Listen, that's free. And when you go back to the back, go ahead and get in line and get ready, because she's got a lot of faces to paint. She paints for Chick-fil-A. And Sheila Schultheis is here today. If you want to tip her, that's fine. But it's free, okay? No charge for it. And I'm going to ask Pastor Joy just to close us out in prayer and go ahead and bless the meal as well. Taco bar, take your family back there. Let's have a great time of fellowship together.
Amen. We thank You, Lord, for today. We thank You, Lord, for what our children have learned through the week, what You've embedded in their hearts. And Lord, we know that You're going to use those nuggets that they've learned this week, that You are awesome, that You are our strength, that You are just all the things combined of what we need in our lives. And Father, we thank You, Lord, for Octavia's life. We thank You, Lord, for the children that his life touched, the band members, the school, the families. Lord, we know that he will be remembered, and we ask, Lord, that this situation work for Your good. As hard as it is to believe, Lord, we know that he has placed things and memories in many people's lives that will be revealed in the days ahead. We ask, Lord, protection over our children, our teenagers. We pray, Lord, that You would just continue to allow them to walk in Your ways, draw them closer to You through these hardships, allow them to put their faith in You, to call on You rather than the other things that are available in their lives, the negative things, Lord. We ask, Lord, that You protect them from. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the food that we're about to partake. We ask, Lord, that You would bless it to our bodies and our bodies to Your service. We give You praise. We give You honor. You are awesome. In Jesus' name, amen.
Listen, if you're a parent today, you came with your kids or grandkids, please go by the guest center. We'd love to have a record of your visit with us. We have a free gift for you. So the welcome center is in the main hallway. You'll see a couple of people standing there. The rest of you can make your way to the back and go ahead and get your kids in line for face painting. God bless you.